it would work basically that you would, as a house owner, you would think, I want to spend money on insulation for my house, low energy light bulbs, a new boiler, a solar panel, whatever, up to £10,000. You would go to B&Q or your local building firm or British Gas or whoever, get the quotes, decide who you want to use. The finance would come. They would get the finance. They'd be accredited, these companies. They would get the finance from the local authority, pay for all the work, and then you would pay that back each month with your council tax.
And the government, it seems, want the energy companies to play quite a large role in all of this, but the report doesn't necessarily agree with that.
Well, the energy companies have already played a role in these various systems like CERT, where old people, particularly, and poor people, have been able to get loft insulation, cavity wall insulation and so forth done by their energy company. The government thinks, well, they have experience of doing it, let's let them do it. They have experience of billing people, they can add it to the energy bill. The report, though, sort of highlights the fact that many people don't trust energy companies particularly, and have been fleeced for an expensive boiler, for example, by a company who I probably shouldn't mention. And so they think that it's better to introduce more and more competition into the business by letting the energy companies bid for the work, but also local retailers like B&Q or local building firms who are good at replacing, at doing double glazed windows or insulation or whatever it may be. They think that if you have the local authority watching over this system, setting the parameters, accrediting the suppliers, you get more competition for homeowners. It reduces the price. The other key point is that by using local authorities and council tax bills have a very low default rate, which means most people always pay their council tax. What that means is the risk of these loans is very low, so the interest rate on them is low, so the householder benefits in that way.
And householders will be able to borrow as much as £10,000 and then repay that. How about the fact that many people will say to themselves, I'm not sure I want to borrow that money, particularly if I have to spend it on energy saving reduction. It's not a priority for me at the moment because there's a recession on. I just need to keep in work, never mind worrying about greening my home.
Well, what the GBC says is that it's pay as you save, is that you would save more in reducing your energy bills, which, let's face it, are likely to just keep on rising in the coming years, than you would spend on servicing the loan. They say a typical three-bedroomed house could save 40% of its energy bills by spending up to £10,000 on energy-saving gear. So, for example, I think the average household energy bill is £1,000 or £1,200. You might save £400 or £500 a year on your energy cost and pay £300 back on the loan. So it makes sense. You actually make money out of doing this. That's the whole point of it.
And if you sell your home or you move on, does the person who moves into your old house inherit the loan?
That's a very key point, and that's exactly what happens. Yes, that would be why you'd have local authorities creating what would be called a local land charge, which would require legislation in Parliament. That's the only slight snag with it, or delay with it. But that is the point, is that the loan stays with the house, not with the person. So you don't discourage somebody from moving house. And of course, the person buying the house will think, I don't mind taking over the loan because I've only got to spend £600 a year on my energy bills, not £1,000 that I would have done had the work not been done.
How likely is it, though, that homeowners are going to be quite cautious? Because, of course, the home information packs have been so unpopular. Anything that smells at all like something like that may not take off because of the past.
You're right, that is the concern. And what study after study has shown is that people are put off by upfront costs. They want to green their homes, they want the low energy fridge, the new boiler and all the rest of it. They simply don't have the money actually to spend. And you're right, people are unemployed, they're afraid of things. So this scheme is entirely designed at getting round that fear of upfront costs. Whether it'll work or not, my suspicion is it will for some people. They're planning 50,000 homes a year to start with, up to 500,000 homes by 2020. I mean, this is planning to do a quarter of the nation's housing stock within a decade. It's a big ask, but it's certainly a way around it, I would have thought.